This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry Superfund Lucraft Super make it easy for you to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We'll get to you in a moment. Oh. Big Monday show to get the
ball. It is a big Monday. I love
I call
a big
bullshit.
Monday.
Is it up and running?
Yes, I call bullshit, which is when I look at the women's magazines.
Oh, I love
you know
that
what?
Bit.
All I do is I go through the headlines. It's enough to make your jaw drop.
Hey, we've got some movie news. We're going to ask you which movie you've been to see the most
yes.
in your life.
Yes.
Because everyone's got one they've been to see more than once.
Have a think of yours, Dave.
Yes, Dave. Yes. Get around to that.
Mick and I have already
porno,
thought of ours.
Not a porno.
Okay.
Put on
okay.
and you watch by yourself.
Oh, I love that word, porno.
Porno.
Do you?
It's so funny.
Hey,
it makes me laugh
every time.
Makes me laugh.
What else?
Oh, what about queuing up for things?
Because
we've heard of people queuing up for an event. And we want to know what's the longest you've queued up for and what
I
was it for. Yeah. Me too. I don't like
a
it.
A world without queuing would be a better place.
Oh, look. Taylor Swift's got a new single out.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Pandering.
It's
a bit cynical.
A bit cynical, this one. I'm going to talk
about
why.
You know I love Taylor. You know I'm a Swiftie. I'm a Swiftie.
No, I don't think you are.
I am a Swiftie.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, only
well,
I've
if always
she
was. Been
only because you want to crack onto her.
I want to crack onto her. She's like my grandchild.
Really?
She's about 14.
No, she's a bit older than that. Hey,
all right, I'll have a crack.
shall we talk about the guest who's coming in?
Not
today?
Yet.
All
Let's
right.
run through everything else because it's
right.
a very special guest
here. OJ Simpson has joined Twitter.
Oh,
and
my
I find
God.
That fascinating because, gosh, I
would
really
would you follow
want
him? You would, wouldn't you?
No. No,
what?
In fact, I'm saying no.
Dave,
why were you following OJ?
I already
saw it come up this morning.
Why?
Why not? His first tweet's hilarious.
A murderer.
We've got to get to it.
Interesting.
Well, that's never been proven, Joe.
Really?
Never been proven. Well, not in the court of law, no.
No, that's right.
Oh, I did watch the miniseries.
Well,
interesting.
There you go.
Mm.
Hey,
okay.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Okay. But who's
I've been
on
watching
the show?
Game of Thrones or.
Oh, no. No.
Well, who's on the show?
Did you binge, actually, a whole series?
I only watched one because I didn't like it. It wasn't very good.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
It wasn't my favourite episode.
We'll talk about that.
Nothing much happened.
Who's on the show today? Who's our guest?
You would know.
Well, you tell me.
Well, your better half.
What?
What?
Robert Sitch.
Oh, fantastic.
Did someone cancel? What's going on?
What is wrong
with
you?
Can't wait for Rob to be in studio.
Well, it's interesting.
Really? I can.
It'll be good for you two to share some quality time because I know things aren't good at home. There's been a chance for you to actually talk. When was the last time you had a serious conversation with Rob?
Oh, it's been a while, admittedly. it's hard. We're ships in
busy
the night.
Busy lives.
Ships
yeah.
in the night.
I think it's worth.
He has his life. I have mine.
I think it's worth saving.
Really?
And if there's anything I can do as a mentor or as a mediator.
We had a quiet trip away, didn't we? We hardly...
Three of us. It was very uncomfortable for me. Very awkward. No!
You can bring it up with him.
He'll be in here because obviously he's hasn't been paying attention tonight and he's one of the brains behind the show. I want to ask him where it's been sold to. You guys, you keep it close to your chest, but I think that's been sold all over the world, hasn't it?
I think it's interesting, yes. I think he will have information about that.
Oh, you're shutting up shop already.
No, I'm not. I don't know anything.
And I want to talk to
him
about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
This is interesting because we made the dish and Rob was all I already directed but also wrote. And the research had been going on for about 2 years before. So here's a guy who knows he could do this as his mastermind subject matter, the man on the moon. And we're going to ask him about that because he's been contacted by a lot of people around the world about this. It's interesting.
And, of course, he's Triple M royalty.
Oh, no, of course,
the
yes.
D-Generation Breakfast Show was one of the great...
Of course
great.
It was. It's right up
landmark shows in the history.
I don't think
of
he
this.
Liked doing breakfast radio.
Really?
Oh, who does?
I love listening to the DJ.
I like doing it. I don't think he liked the
let's
hours.
Let's get up at 4 in the morning and be funny.
I liked doing breakfast hours.
Did you?
Well, you
drives well, just
you
so
to,
such
you have to get
a drain.
Up at midday to make yourself beautiful.
Really?
Hey, happy steady. Birthday, Dave!
Oh, stop
Dave.
It!
Happy birthday!
Thank you, guys.
Now
we've got
what
your
number?
Something.
Oh,
we've got your little something.
Yeah.
It's a cake. Have you got there?
What do you think of that?
Oh, what is that?
It's a half-eaten chocolate cake.
Oh. Yeah, well, we got it a couple of hours ago, and it's been sitting in the office.
Mick was a bit peckish, and I had a cup of tea, and I thought, well, you know what I'd like? A bit of chocolate mud cake right now, and it was sitting there.
You're not offended,
it's
are
half you? Eaten, though.
Well, it's half eaten, so there's still plenty there.
And the icing sort of got that sweaty look about it when it's sort of been out of refrigeration for a while.
Well, you better put in so you don't get sick.
Oh, I appreciate it. Remember the last one we got him? We got him a Getz.
Yeah, in the shape of my car.
That cost about $3,000 that last cake.
And he wouldn't give us it.
I did. I took it home to show the kids because it was so amazing.
You're so ungrateful. And now today you're whinging because we've eaten half your cake.
I'm not whinging. Thank you for the half-eaten Coles cake.
Hey, Dave, first of all.
Don't worry about it, Dave.
First of all, how old are you today?
How old do you think I am?
Oh, I'm going to go.
God, can you just tell me?
James,
you're not a woman. Just tell me.
60.
No. 60?
Wow, I got to drive by then.
1971, I was born, so I'm 48 today. I'm only 2 years
48?
Off 50.
48.
What?
Oh, mate.
What are you talking about?
That looks.
How dare you?
That's a bit of a dodgy age.
What do you mean?
Oh, things happen at, you know, 48? Marriages break
Have you had
up.
A hard life? Have you?
I think I look okay for 48 at this stage.
Are you unwell?
I'm
Is there something you want to tell us?
I've ever been.
Are you unwell?
Do you have one of those Benjamin Button style diseases where you're getting
No, older? I'm not.
Dave,
no, I'm not.
Dave, we've got something else for you
have
now.
Your organs seized up.
What do you mean?
Or do you have kidney problems or something?
No, I'm all good.
We don't want to upset your children or worry them.
Thank
but
you.
You've got a very special treat during the year. You've got a $10,000 bed.
The Tempur mattress. Which is unbelievable.
How's that going?
Fantastic.
Still up to it?
It is amazing.
It's birthday,
your birthday workout tonight, will it?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Will there 17? Be any kind of, birthday? Happy birthday, Dave.
I had to find it then.
Little candles.
Special occasions.
Candles. I've got another present for you. Can I quickly open it
well,
for you?
Well, it's from both of us.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
Whatever it is, it's from both of us.
All right.
Actually, it's just from Mick. It's what a packet of mints.
Oh, give me those.
To put mint under your pillow for your
lovely.
Temper mattress.
Your thank you. I appreciate that,
and a couple of
eye masks. That's great. Keep the sun out.
Mrs. D doesn't have to look at you.
That's it.
And I'm not sure who the snorer is. It's snore blockers. I don't know whether it's you or your missus.
Well, it's both of us at the minute because she's got a cold.
It's
so.
Max.
Are you in the major bedroom
blockers.
Or are you still in the...
No, I'm back. Yeah, we're back together again. Yeah, I'm back in.
Was that negotiated or was
no,
there just
I just
a sit-down?
Slinked in one night.
What's the cuisine of choice for your birthday?
I've got to say Indian again.
Don't know.
The whole family goes.
It'll probably be lasagna. Homemade lasagna is probably my
favourite. Your wife
favorite.
Has to make
I know, she did say that yesterday. She says, you really want it for your birthday?
Can't you go to a restaurant?
We went there on the weekend. We went out for dinner on Saturday night.
Where'd you
Indian?
Go? was Indian.
I had sliders. So a little mini burgers. It was a pub meal. We went out to a pub for dinner.
Look, we could talk for hours about this.
You're a catch, aren't you?
I really
you
am.
Really
I'm a very suburban operator.
Let's
like
come back.
David Niven.
Guys, when we come back, I've got horrific news about the banana splits.
Oh, Lord. All right.
You won't believe it. For everybody out there who loves the banana splits like I do.
We're here thanks to Lucruf, an industry super fund, only to benefit members. PDS available at lucrf.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We love to reminisce and we love old TV shows. We had, of course, Mickey Dolenz, which was great. On Friday,
it was great.
The Monkees is a show I loved as a kid.
Mm.
Another show that we loved in here. Shall we just start with the theme, Mickey, and play it?
Play it. It's a banana split.
Yeah.
How much fun!
Just happiness, funny character. Like,
have a look. So, do you remember the characters?
Yes.
So at this point, they're driving around in dune buggies, trying to knock each other. So you can't be having more fun than the banana splits.
You can't. And they were sort of dogs and an
dogs
elephant.
Dogs and an elephant. And they're happy characters. Yep. They're all wearing sunglasses.
Just happy, funny guys.
They're really cheeky. They live together in the same house. Here we go.
La, 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 la. Just happy la, land, right? La, la, la.
Saturday mornings in front of the telly.
So,
oh man,
I've shown it to my boys.
They love it.
And this is what 40 years later.
Yeah.
And they Sid and Marty Croft, who also did Sigmund the Sea Monster and HR Puff and stuff. My boys sit down and they got so into it. The first thing they do when they go up to my place would be bowl up the stairs, jump on the couch, and go, "Dad, Dad, banana splits, banana splits."
We got a scene from. Do you want to have a listen?
Just to give you the general vibe.
Yeah, this is some of the.
Please
yeah.
read rule number 377 from the Banana Split Club Code of Conduct book. Rule 377 says that members of the Banana Splits Club will not engage in any snowball fights in the middle of July.
Hey. Wow.
Okay.
Studio audience laugh.
Yep.
They're the rules. So imagine how happy I was when I heard
that there was going to be, are you ready? The Banana Splits movie.
I thought straight away, I can't wait to take my boys.
Yeah. I thought,
this is
going to
be a moment
back.
We can share together after all these years. Banana Splits movie, an update. We'll go to the cinema together. How good will it be?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, it won't be good, Mick. I've seen the trailer and it's R-rated.
I beg your pardon.
Can I play a bit of the trailer because...
R-rated?
Yeah, they have changed the banana splits into psychotic murderers.
What?
Have a listen.
Oh, hang on.
Sometimes at night, I see the splits riding around in the little cars, laughing and singing.
Hey, kids, put on your happiest faces because the Banana Splits Show is about to begin.
Where are the children?
Mom, get out of here!
Time's almost up!
Oh, no!
Why are you doing this to me?
Dad, please!
Let me out!
Now the show can go on forever and ever and ever!
Come on, you fuzzy son of a...
I just really want your brother's birthday to be perfect.
Oh, no. Okay.
We're going to have so much fun.
What is going on? God.
So from what I can gather and see...
It's R-rated.
It's R-rated. They are killers. They terrorise children.
They're like murderers.
They're like murderers.
You know, jigsaw. The saw.
Yes. They've got, saw. They are stabbing... Why would they do this? I don't understand.
Why don't we just make the Teletubbies?
Well, that'd spook me out just as much.
Serial killers. Yeah. Well, why don't we make bananas in pajamas suicide bombers? I mean, where does this all end?
High five.
Oh, high five. Oh, why don't we make them fairly adult?
That could be your
kind of edgy.
I don't like it one bit. That's the news. Go.
I won't be seeing that. I will not be going to see that.
I won't be seeing it. Nobody go and see it. Don't go and support that. What have they done?
Have they bought the rights? Is it out of rights? Is Sid and Marty are obviously dead?
Yeah.
Warner Brothers are releasing it. And I
boo.
Just, no, yeah, no I'm not happy about this.
Not happy.
Boo. It's just like Dora the Explorer carrying some kind of like chopping a body up.
It is the stuff of nightmares. It's like Chucky. Anything that involves a doll, ventriloquist puppet, anything childhood,
Fred
clowns.
Fred Flintstone's a serial killer.
You can't be doing
that's disgusting.
That.
No, okay.
That's terrible. Hey, by the way, we're talking movies. There's a story that's just got my attention. This comes up. A Marvel superfan has seen Avengers Endgame more than 100 times.
That's a great effort seeing it's only just been released.
That is a fan. And we've heard of this before throughout history from time to time. Yeah. People go more than once. People become addicted to films.
Yeah. That's a three-hour movie, by the way.
Well, you do the sum, just 300 hours.
That's ridiculous.
300 hours of sitting
there
watching a fat...
Fat Thor.
Now we're allowed to say it.
Hi, Sophie. Now, we had this discussion in the office, and this is uncanny. I said, Jane, if you had to name the film you've seen the most, what would it be? And you named the exact same film I was going to say.
That is so weird out of all films in the world.
It is.
Groundhog Day.
So,
oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Easily,
we both said.
Easily I would have seen that more than... I love that film. I never tire of watching it. It's brilliantly made.
I stop everything. As soon as I see it come on, I have to watch it
Bill Murray off the chain in a top shelf film. And it's just so brilliantly executed that you can't help... Have one of those films which has gone into... the vernacular. Groundhog Day is a phrase that you now hear everywhere.
You know what
and
means.
Like
it
sliding
is so,
doors or something.
It is
something
so
like
perfectly
that.
Constructed. I can't fault it on any
So
level.
Anyway, there you go. That was surprising
that
to
was.
Say the least because I didn't think you had such good taste. Dave, what's
shocked.
The film you would have seen? Then?
Early on, I saw E.T. three times at the drive-in, I remember, as a kid. That was back in the 80s.
He looks a bit like you.
Yep.
So now you do.
Elliot.
That's right, I'm home. But I'd say Anchorman would be my go-to movie.
Wow.
I would have seen that
Ron
30, 40 times.
Good Lord.
Quotable movie.
I'll give you another one.
Yeah.
Which I really like. You won't get this one. Crashing Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Shocks me.
Crashing
what?
Tiger.
Really?
Crashing Tiger.
But it's not a drama or a
it's
comedy?
It's great fun. No, it's just a beautiful film. Is and it? I love the cello.
Again, Yo-Yo Ma
is done the soundtrack.
It's the soundtrack.
And it is the most beautiful soundtrack.
Is that what you do when you're at home on the weekends? You put on a smoking jacket and you watch Crouching?
Maybe I do. And I bring the rest of the quartet round. And we sit around.
Oh, Mickey, you're a funny guy. I reckon I've seen Sound of Music about a million times, and that's a three-hour movie too.
Sabine's on the line.
Hi, Sabine.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. What movie have you just loved and you've watched over and over and over?
Okay, I don't know if you guys are old school, but Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Now, this does not surprise, especially with the chicks.
Yes.
He's probably the king of the chick flicks.
It's a great film.
Well, really, Mick, can you go past Patrick Swayze in a pair of black licorice legs?
No, on. You can't, but I, no, I believe right, I could so. Have done that role. I really do. Well, so it's so popular, there's now a TV show based around executing the dance at the end.
Yeah. That's correct. There's going to be people well, going to do that in a reality show.
I remember years ago when Dirty Dancing first came out in the 80s, late 90s, because it came out in 1987. It was the cheapest movie ever made to that date and made more money than any other movie.
Get your own movie show. Hey, give her a prize, Dave.
Thanks,
yeah,
Sabine.
Prize back for you,
hey,
Sabine.
We got lots of calls. We'll come back and have a chat to you. I can't wait to hear your
What's
movies.
What's the film you've seen the most?
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Taking your calls on movies you've watched multiple times.
Some idiot has watched Avengers Endgame more than 100 times.
Oh.
It's a 3-hour film. How much money has he spent? How many
yeah, because that'd be at the cinema.
Large cokes and large popcorns yeah. has he bought? But oh, wow. it happens a lot. I think the most, we don't have it on our board, but I would say Titanic.
I'll be up there.
Is, I remember reading stories about women who said, I've watched that 400 times. Mm. I've been to see 3 sessions.
Well,
in
that's
the one day.
Cat ladies.
Stupid cat ladies.
Yeah.
I've been kicked out of a session of Titanic.
You were?
Well, I was kicked out of it.
What? Why?
I was in Newcastle. Actually, hello to our Newcastle listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was there with my girlfriend at the time, and about 30 minutes in, I stood up and said, I'll bring on the burn.
Oh, listen.
And.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Out. It was a win-win. I got sent out. The girls all got to stay and have a cry.
Oh, hey, you went to the pub.
Yeah, I did. Steve's on the line. Steve.
Hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Hey,
the
Steve.
Film you've seen more times than any other?
The Blues Brothers original, 27 times.
27 times. Well done, Blues Brothers. Bang.
It's
one of the
right
great films.
Right up there for me. I love that film so much.
And the first film from the Saturday Night Live franchise, I believe. Was it? It would have been, yes.
Would have been.
Like the Batter Animal House, maybe.
Every character from that show that you've later seen extrapolated into the film.
Aretha Franklin singing Thinking.
Ray Charles.
There it is, mate. One of the great car chases of all time.
Oh, yeah. And on and on. Carrie Fisher's in that movie.
Yes,
as well.
She is. Yeah. Excellent. All right, thanks for that.
Before she went nutty. Is that it?
I think it was during.
Maybe.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi, how are we?
Yeah, good. What film have you seen over 30 times?
It has to be Crackerjack.
30 times.
Mick Malloy's Crackerjack.
Prize, please.
How about this?
Absolutely.
You got tickets to go see you. Hey, Jacob, tickets to go see you too. The Joshua Tree Tour. Got 2 tickets for you. Touring this November. LiveNation.com.au
well,
to
of
buy
course.
Them. But 2 tickets for you. So.
Hey, so you like the film, do you?
What do you like about it so much? Apart from the fact it's hilarious and Mick Malloy stars in it.
The charisma.
Oh, of course.
I really feel the screen, don't I?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
Right.
Great cast. And did it get you inspired to go and try some lawn bowls yourself, Jacob?
I actually have, yes.
There you go.
Get down to your local club. Mm. It's history on the vine.
And keep them going in this country, too.
Well done, Jacob. Joe's on the line. Joe, what film have you seen more than any other?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. How many times do you reckon you've gone?
I went and seen it 5 times at the theatres because my auntie used to work at Greater Union.
So 5 times at the cinema, and then you reckon you would have watched it a fair few times?
Easily over 100.
Is it a film that if it comes up on the telly and you're walking past, you just say, I'll just watch one scene, and then I'll watch the next scene?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Well done, Joe. Let's see what Darren likes watching. Most watched film, Darren?
Yeah, Jay and Mickey, how you going?
Good.
I just wanted to wish my Gemini twin there a happy birthday as well, because my birthday was last Thursday.
Good on you, Darren. Thank you, mate.
There you go.
No worries,
bit of a stretch, Darren, but never mind.
What's the film?
I used to watch Caddyshack. We had that on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
And my father and I used to sit down, and we watched it that much that it used to fade in and out from colour to black and white.
Yeah.
Yes, I know films where that normally happens, but they're adult films at crucial
they
scenes.
Get worn out.
That's right.
Now, listen, that's hilarious. And again, Bill Murray, who you could watch over and over at the height of his powers.
And an iconic film, and at the time was not seen as a success, but over the years became an absolute
became a creeper.
Yeah, it did.
Well done. Gabby's on the line. Gabby, which film have you watched the most?
Hey, guys, The Green Mile, hands down.
The Green Mile. I've heard of this too.
Yes.
People really get attached to this in a nutty way. They become...
Green
and what is it? Is it the spirit? Is it the spirituality of it? Is it the...
Just Tom Hanks, really. And just, like, just how, like, the emotion that it brings out, like, just... it's just emotional. It's an emotional movie, and Tom Hanks is just amazing.
All right, well said, Gabby. Give Gabby a prize, please.
Prize pack for you, Gabs.
Can I throw a couple more in while we're going? Tootsie, I reckon I've seen.
Tootsie.
Oh, it's one of my favourite films. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes,
and Four Weddings and a Funeral.
All right. Well, the film, it's hard to say, but Miller's Crossing, I think, is close to being my favourite film of all time.
Really?
And if I see that go around.
Yep, you just sit down.
In any format, I'm hooked.
Love it.
Gary, what's the film, mate?
Yes, Top Gun.
I don't think you're the Lone Ranger there.
Highway to the Danger Zone, Gary.
Yep. How many times?
About 25, 30.
Wow. That's how many times he's been to the Danger Zone.
Yeah. Well, it's a ripper. There's no doubt about it.
And do you still cry every time Goose dies? Oh.
No. I hope they don't make a second one, but...
Well, it keeps being talked about. I think Tom Cruise keeps knocking it on the head because it's hard for him to hand it over to young kids. He's going to play. Apparently, the plot is he goes back. He's the Top Gun Academy teacher, and there's another incident, and he has to.
I think his co-star, Kelly, I think she might have porked up a bit, so I don't think she can.
Okay. Yeah. Righto.
That's what I heard.
I thought she was borderline back in the day. Okay. I really do.
What's wrong with you, though?
And there was
no wonder it felt comfortable me playing her.
And one of the most kind of. blatantly gay vibe scenes was the volleyball scene.
Oh, yeah.
Which gay guys used to go,
the price of
admission alone.
Bring it on. Thanks, Gary, for that one. I think we got time for one more.
We could have a winner. I reckon this guy, I know so many people who watch this a lot. Yep.
Go, Karen. What's your favourite film you've seen at least 50 times?
Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
It is an absolute winner.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Now, it's an interesting film because that is a film where the ending's so important.
Mm.
And so you know what's going to happen and you're still happy to watch it all the way through again. That's what I've found.
Price for Karen, please.
My favourite scene is when they're tarring the rooftop.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
You know,
and
you hold them over the edge. And
I've got enough conjugal visits for my liking for a prison film. I prefer a prison film where there's a bit of...
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Price pack the character.
Hey, listen to these, some we didn't get to. Rocky Horror Picture Show, obviously.
Yes.
The original Mad Max. Grease.
Of course.
I would have thought Grease over 100 times.
Lethal Weapon.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, the original. Can't go past that one.
Keep it coming through on the socials. At Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rob Sitch from Have You Been Paying Attention, which is back on your TV tonight in the second hour.
Who's on tonight? When am I going back on that show?
I don't know. Did you win last time?
Have I offended someone? Or?
I don't think you've offended
anyone. Do you blackball
me, do you? I don't have anything to do with that.
When my name comes up at the meetings, you strike it out?
I am not at the meetings. I've told you that. I've got nothing to do with who they pick. Melanie Bracewell, Ash London, Marty Sheargold.
Wow. I'll sue Have You Been Paying Attention. If I don't...
I'll take it up with Rob Sitch.
He's coming in soon.
Right. You know,
we're having this conversation while on our weekend away. If there's anything, if you had a magic wand, you could change something in the world. Mm. And I said, without doubt, one wish I had, if I could stop it tomorrow, is queuing.
I agree.
So if you could change one thing about your life. Oh, no, that's what we're saying. It's one of Rob's patrons said, if you're a billionaire.
Oh, yes, what would you do?
If you had a billionaire and the whole world was yours, what would you change in your life? And we were saying there's not a lot because we like living the lives we live.
Yeah.
But I was saying...
We're people of simple
The
pleasures.
One thing I would do is make sure I never queued
again.
For anything ever again because to me it's time you never get back.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you are or
and
where you are.
It fascinates me that people still are happy to do it.
They are happy to do it. So, and this comes up today because people are waiting... Check this out, up to 10 hours for the new Harry Potter ride at Universal. So it's just opened at Universal. The queue is 10 hours long. The ride goes for 3 minutes.
No. That is insanity.
Now, that's parents who are trying to make their kids happy. Yes, yes, boys, girls, we will wait in the queue for 10 hours.
Oh, that's ridiculous. My
It's called
God.
Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. And it takes riders into the Forbidden Forest with the Hogwarts gamekeeper himself. High demand, fans arriving at 6 a.m. and claiming that they're getting through at about 9 a.m., 9 p.m. Wow.
So, you know, you're going at once, and then what? Then you go, that's it for the day.
But that's queuing. Can you think of something you've ever queued for that you... What would be worth queuing for you? 133353, by the way, if you want to get involved.
This involved my parents, my sister and I, my parents, we queued for 6 hours to see ABBA. Wow. In 1976.
Wow. So, wait, queued for the tickets to get ABBA or queued to see ABBA?
No, to see ABBA. We had the, it was at the, it was in Melbourne and they had it at a place called the Sydney Mine Music Bowl. And I think you had to queue up, we had tickets.
So, it's no allocated seating?
No. It's lawn area.
How'd your dad go with that?
Yeah.
He would have been.
He was got a bit cranky towards the end, but it all turned around when he saw Frida and Agnetta.
Could you do
outfits.
The thing where you leave like your sleeping bag or a chair to mark your spot?
No, there was none of that. Mm. And it was, I think we did.
Was
we
it got worth it?
Best concert. It was my first concert in my life.
Really?
Yes. So it was
Dancing Queen?
Oh, and all the rest.
Right.
What about you, Mick? What have you queued up for?
I have queued for 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
For a kebab in Berlin.
Really? Is it worth it?
I kid you not.
I don't believe you.
Was it worth it?
What?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I did. What? I went back 2 days later and did it again.
Jeez, that must be a place.
Was this legendary?
Yeah. It's called Mustafa's. And it's a little street kebab stand. And I swear to you, I'm not joking. So the queue goes for about half a mile.
What time of day or night is it?
Well, he opens up early evening.
Yeah.
So you want to get there early. But here's the good part.
Oh, I love that.
You go to, I'll tell you, put me onto it, Shannon Bennett, who's one of the great chefs of Australia.
Yes, he
I said,
knows
go to
kebabs.
Berlin. I rang him up. I said, mate, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? He said, mate, nothing much at the high end, but I'm going to give you two. He gave me a pub to go to, great pub.
Yeah. Yeah. Good pork knuckle.
And he said, I know this is going to sound crazy, but go to this joint. Me and my mate, Chowie, we went there. We queued up twice. But here's the good news. The queue snakes around a very great corner in Berlin where there's just pubs all over the joint. And because Berlin, it treats people like adults, not idiots, you are allowed to go into the pub, get some beers, come out and join the queue.
Back in the line.
And what transpired was a great social occasion.
Of course.
Where people from all around the world have heard about Mustafa's.
That sounds
comes
unreal.
Comes to queue up, shares stories.
See, that's what cities need in Australia. We need places like that. And as you say, treat people like grown-ups.
Fantastic experience. Dave, what have you queued for?
Look, it was the Scooby-Doo ride at Warner Brothers Movie World. My son was just obsessed with it.
Yeah, for your son?
Yeah, well, he wanted to do it. And then we got there and he was just over the height limit as well. So we just got in. But, 90 minutes, 2 hour wait for a 3 minute ride.
Okay, let's take a couple of calls. Yeah. Chris, let's take Chris straight off the bat. What did you queue for, mate?
I queued for 19 hours for ballet tickets, and I wasn't even a ballet fan. I was queuing for a friend of mine. She was a nurse and couldn't get out at night time to get the tickets. And while I was queued up, I met this English girl in the line. Yeah. And ended up buying myself a ticket for the ballet, just so I could see her again.
And what happened?
We went married 2 years later, and we've got three lovely children and three grandchildren.
Well, that is just incredible.
There's someone who has a soft spot for queuing.
Yeah. That is incredible.
What a wonderful. Give Chris something, Dave.
Yes, prize coming your way. Chris, well done, mate.
Thank you.
Good on you, Chris. Doesn't like
that's a
ballet.
Great story.
Guys who would say.
His wife.
He's gone and bought a ticket. Oh, yes, obviously. I love the ballet.
There's a bit of a tip for everybody, by the way. Just saying. Guys.
Well done, Chris. Good story. Tracy, let's take Tracy.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Yeah. I stood for 7 hours in Times Square one New Year's Eve.
Oh.
At 5 o'clock to watch the ball drop.
Oh. Was it worth it?
It was magnificent, but for 7 hours we couldn't move.
Now, I have done exactly the same, but I was staying at the Paramount Hotel, which was a 54 in the Times Square.
Right.
And it was fantastic, but it was snowing, 54th Street. It was snowing, but we walked out there and it was Times Square in New York watching the ball drop. It was snowing and I'd climbed up on a light pole like a kid.
Well, did you really?
I'd been told to get down. I'm going, nah.
Good on you.
Saw it in and then went back to the hotel. It's one of the great New Year's Eves. Well done, Tracy.
That's excellent. How about Don?
Let's have a chat, Don.
Don, what did you do? What did you queue up for?
Jane, Mickey. In New York again, in January from 5:30 in the morning for 3.5 hours to get a cronut.
Now, that was the craze a few years ago, Don. I haven't heard of the word cronut for a few years.
From where, Don?
At the Ansell's Bakery, the people that invented the cronut.
Oh, my God. Was it worth it?
Jeez.
They're fabulous.
Great stories. Well done. Keep them coming. 133353. We might move on. We might take some calls. We'll see how we go.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy.
Kennedy Malloy.
At the moment, we're still talking about what have you queued for. This has been fascinating to me. We've had guys who met their partners in queues, people who queued for cronuts.
Remember cronuts? Yeah. I mean, I love stupid things like that. It's a stupid phase.
I queued for a kebab. I queued the second time. I did it again. We had so much fun. And it was raining this time, but still no one left the queue. So we stood there on the side of the street drinking beers in the rain. But then once we got our kebab, we didn't want it to get wet. So we ran into the underground train station and ate it with the homeless people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's a weird thing. I don't mean to bring the mood down, but I did queue for about 3.5 hours to go to the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam.
It was worth it. It was a fun day out.
The best museum I think I've ever been to.
Really?
Really interesting. But, you know, sure. Not big on the laughs.
Anne Frank, do you remember Pia? There was an actress, one of the worst actresses of all time.
Oh, yeah, Pia Zadora.
Pia Zadora was playing Anne Frank in The Diary of Anne Frank. And it was so bad. About 20 minutes in, someone in the crowd stood up and goes, "She's in the cupboard behind you. She's in the cupboard. She's in the attic."
How funny is that?
All right. And what did you queue for? Ash is on the line. Ash, what did you queue for?
Yeah, so a few years back when the iPhone 4 was launching, Optus in the city were having it a day earlier than everyone else. So we thought, a few mates and I, we all lined up in the city. We got there. It was launching at midnight. You, Butte, were all set to go.
Yeah.
I didn't get in until midday the next day. I had to call work, tell them that I was all ready. So we've been about 24 hours at the stage.
Yes.
Finally got in, exhausted, tired, went in and said, "Right, I'll have the phone." Thanks. They said, "You can't. Your contract doesn't expire for another 2 days.
Oh,
is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Yeah, he couldn't get it. You've
got to wait till your contract expires.
Hey, Ash, you're an idiot. Well done. Yeah. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, we'll prize back for you, Ash. Now.
Well done. Reno, what...
What's going on, mate? What did you queue for?
Oh, a few years ago, we travelled 4,000 kilometres to line up for 72 hours.
For what?
A bottle of rum.
Reno, what's going on?
Well done, Reno. You're a good man.
Mate.
Good stuff.
It was Bundaberg's 125th anniversary, and we lined up in 40-degree heat, 98% humidity for 3 days.
Oh, geez, you would have felt like a drink when you got the bottle. Did you knock the top straight off it?
Mate.
Did you have a sip straight away? Did you have a stash of Coke as well?
Coca-Cola,
Reno.
Mate, was this at the Bundaberg distillery?
It was at the distillery, yes.
Do you know what they've got? I've been there. Mm. You know they've got the big Bundy? You know how the big things?
It's a giant
bottle of Bundy out the front. Oh, right. Don't you think that got a beer hug?
Hey, Reno, good for you.
Good for you.
Anthony.
Hello.
Yeah, now, Anthony, this is an unusual one. What do you do?
Yeah, look, we went down a few years ago to the Denny Ute Muster.
Oh,
yeah.
I love the Deniliquin Ute Muster. It's one of the great wonders of the world.
It is. And you're lining up on the road, so everyone's just queuing up in their cars. So it was a year we had a very wet year down this way.
Yep.
And we lined up for about 3.5 to 4 hours, I reckon, just slowly creeping along.
In the Utes.
Yeah, Utes and all the rest of it.
I've seen so many great things at the Deniliquin Ute Muster. Mm. I've seen that because we filmed a piece up there and I've seen them all waiting to get on. Yeah. Every ute's got a dog.
Why does it take so long? I haven't been. What are you queuing up to get into?
To get into the parade.
Well, you're trying to get in with about probably 10,000 other people all on the same day to get in.
But there's a parade that goes down the main street and then there's a paddock where they just pan them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd love to go
to one of those.
Very
Australian.
Is there any of this going on at the Denny Ute Muster?
It's mandatory, apparently.
I like it. All right.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Congratulations are in order, mate.
Oh, what are you talking about now?
Well, I believe you and your brewery have won some awards, and I know you don't want to talk about it, but I just thought, let's just celebrate Brick Lane.
Comfortable with this conversation.
Brick Lane has won a gold award at the International Beer Awards that have just been held, the Australian International Beer Awards. Your 2019 Harvest Lager's won gold, buddy. That's brilliant.
It's won gold. And I'm
base very, lager.
I'm
and
proud of the base lager and the pale ale.
And they've won silver and bronze.
They're two absolute workhorses.
So you get this brewery yourself. You've got it off the ground.
I know a little bit about brewing. And yeah. I obviously go down there in the white coat and oversee most days.
You're very hands-on.
I oversee. I like to do a little taste test. Yeah. But we're very proud of Brick Lane.
But that's
which
huge.
Is a very, very
this is
good.
A new beer on the market, by the way, and it's pretty amazing to have to, you know, get that happening.
Some people aren't up to it yet. Some people should work their way up till you know your way around a beer before you break off the big one.
You know what I love about you too? You love your beer in a can.
I love beer in a can. It is to me.
You've always been big.
It's always been. Ever since my first beer, which was an Abbott's Lager, and I used to buy Abbott's Lager because it was a yellow can.
Right.
So when you had to fish it out of the bathtub at a party, you knew if anyone else at the party was drinking your Abbott's Lager.
You're always thinking.
And by the way, it was a very good beer. And my first teacher, my mentor, Hilary Abaratney, who was my English literature teacher, he used to take me up to the boarding house.
Oh, hang on. We don't want to go any further.
No. We're going to the boarding house.
Is this legal?
He would pour me a glass of Abbott's.
Hang on. We still want to go here?
We're at the boarding house. We're at the boarding house, and he would roll a cigarette, light it off the radiator, pour me an Abbott's Lager, and we would talk about the issues of the world. Wow. And look at me now. Yeah.
Talk about Oscar Wilde, Shakespeare.
My own. Well, because he was Sri Lankan, and he was told by the doctor, he said, Michael, I have been to the doctor. They have told me I have to give up hot food, drinking, and cigarettes. Michael, I ask you, what is the point of living? And that was the Yoda-style advice I received as a young man.
Well, congratulations,
Brick
Lane.
And now I own my own brewery.
Well, who would have thought?
And congratulations to the brewers at Brick Lane and everyone down there.
Go ask for one when you're in your pubs.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it promises to be a behemoth. Coming up, we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson joining Twitter. You'll never, ever guess what his first tweet was.
No.
Are you following him, Dave?
I have, straight up.
That's typical.
Well, I'm not going to.
Why?
You will.
In protest, the whole stupidity of
You'll get to that. What else, Jane?
Well, unique items that people are being buried with at the moment.
I know what I want to be buried with.
Really? Okay.
Maybe in this office. Well, I'll tell you all about it. Taylor Swift has gone berserk. Is this cynical or is it great? I don't know.
She's
the timing's impeccable. We'll get to the bottom of that. I've been watching Game of Thrones all week.
Fantastic. Gosh, I hope you really tell us what's happened in the stupid episodes.
You know there's
seven kingdoms, and there's a throne, isn't there?
Well, there's only one. And
it's iron.
To get there. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Jane Kennedy. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Rob Sitch has created some of the most memorable characters on Australian TV.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore. Welcome to Frontline.
From Graham and the Colonel.
Your hard-hitting, no beg your pardon, sporting commentator.
That's us.
To his impression of another great sports journalist, Bruce McAvaney.
Heike Dreschler. Oh, gee, I enjoy pronouncing her name.
And Shit Scared with our Mickey.
Da Vinci and Mona Lisa.
Van Gogh and his ear. The cut off.
I don't know why I should hit you, Mick, but I think I should.
To these days, just trying to survive life in the modern office on Utopia.
I need a ladder.
We don't have them anymore.
Get one.
We're not allowed to because of the safety review.
If I just get a couple of chairs, I'll be
able... See, that's why you failed the test.
Along the way, he's written and directed The Castle and the Dish, spent many years on the panel, produced Thank God You're Here and Have You Been Paying Attention, plus so many more. But it's nice to know there's one area for improvement in his life... dog walking.
I said, where's the dog? He said, oh, and ran out the door.
Would you please welcome to the studio, Rob Sitch.
Spread yourself too thin, that's what happened.
I remember that. It was in the IGA, and as I walked out of it, I'm going, I've got the milk.
But you walked all the way in the kitchen, you put the milk in the fridge.
Jeez.
Then you're about to just crack a beer like you do a little
said,
too often.
He said, where's the dog? And like a bungee cord grabbed me from behind. I was just thinking,
welcome aboard, by the
thanks.
Way.
Thanks. Oh, yes. I know what Dave will be buried with. Me?
His temper mattress.
Yes. Temper.
There goes up. There
imagine
goes
that, down. A coffin with a temper mattress.
Yeah, right, wouldn't it? Nice and comfy for your final
be good
days.
For the open coffin. Just yeah, <that's laughs> put the head to really meet you halfway. That would be fantastic.
Rob, welcome to Kennedy
today.
Malone.
Oh, happy
birthday.
Birthday.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, yeah. What's the best present you got today?
Best present? Oh, I got some cologne from the kids. Oh, and a half-eaten cake.
Is that a backhander, well. The cologne?
No, I think so. No, I requested some new stuff.
Free 200,000 kilometre service on the home, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be fantastic.
I thought you were going to say the temper. Yeah,
well, hello, I am here.
Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Sorry, I was just saying welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
No, it's a
Rob.
Thrill.
We were talking before about movies that you've seen more than once. What would your movie be?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Oh, my
which one?
God.
The first one?
Oh, first one. There's no such
always
thing as Die Hard 2 and 3.
Is it a Christmas movie?
That's
probably
two.
The best Christmas movie.
That's two. Oh, no, it is. It is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Nakatomi Tower. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
But the one, Alan Rickman, it is absolutely best. If you've not seen Die Hard, give me my detonators. I want my detonators.
See, now most people would watch it for a completely different set of reasons.
I want my detonators.
Have you seen him in the Robin Hood?
I love him in Robin Hood.
He's doing
it. He's the best villain.
Yeah. And what about a movie that you've walked out of? Have you ever?
Oh, Jane and I. I thought that's illegal to walk out on a movie, but we found one years ago. It was Michael Jackson's Moon Dust Jazz Dust.
Yeah, it was the. Oh. Was it Moonwalker?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Doesn't sound like a film.
Well, it was like a concert sort of vibes, and I just was going because I had been a great fan, and I just said to Rob, "We have to leave. This is terrible." And in hindsight,
I said, "Give it another 10 minutes." And at the end of 10 minutes, at 5 minutes, I said, "Let's get this."
Now, what about Pretty Woman? How many times would you have seen that? Because I know
we know it's your favourite film.
Huge fan of the soundtrack. I've often seen this,
and you won't hear of me dissing that film on any level when I explain.
There's a good message in there.
What music were you listening to the other day when you were coming back from snow interstate?
Best of Darryl Braithwaite.
Best of Darryl.
See, I heard you the other day, and you said it's like one. So what else but One Summer? But it goes on. It's Rise, Old Sid.
Oh, right.
Old Sid. See, Dangerous.
I remember that song. Was it great? I think it was the title of the album too. Rise.
This is
the man who anchors my generation.
That's right.
He knows nothing. Oh, my generation. How many stations does that go to?
75.
Oh, okay. A bit quick off the bat there.
Beg your pardon.
Hey, mate, we've got to talk to you about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yeah,
and other stuff. Next, have you been paying attention tonight? Can you just quickly tell us?
Yeah, it's Maggie Beer Week on Have You Been
Of course it is. I'm an idiot.
No, the funny thing is, for the first time tonight, it's been a bit raucous, so we're going to have some behavioural security officers going out. So Sam Pang may not see the end of the show.
He won't see it out. He won't. And when am I back? Have I ever set you somehow?
That's not how you get on the show. You don't whinge about it.
I'll sue you.
But certainly, I haven't heard any, that's not like your dance card's been marked or anything. I just haven't heard you mention. That's
Tommy G? Where's it coming? Who's got the power? Who can get me back on? Let's have a chat.
I'll put in a word.
Who's on tonight's show?
Sophie Wright from Mr. Black. Have you been watching that?
That's a great show.
She's a graduate of Whopper. I asked her, I said, Hugh Jackman.
Do you know what? Let's just say what Whopper is for everybody. It's the West Australian Performing
Academy
Arts.
Academy of Performing Arts.
Don't you be like that.
Jane, I thought it was a burger.
Hungry Jack.
Sorry. Does everybody might not know because you're
now,
such
a thespian.
Now,
what's Mr. Black is?
Stephen Curry's Stephen show.
Now, did you or did you not discover Stephen Curry?
I don't think I discovered him. He was in a television commercial.
What I heard is you found him in a television commercial and said, that's the guy.
Well,
whack
that
him
is
in
Dale Kerrigan.
Really? Dale Kerrigan.
Yes.
And we've also got Melanie Bracewell's come back from New Zealand. And she's brilliant. And you know the Bracewell family, if you're a cricket lover, the Bracewell.
Of course. Mm.
And she says her father is the only Bracewell not to have played for New Zealand cricket side.
Wow.
Well, that's incredible.
Well, that's tonight after MasterChef.
He's the Trevor Chappell of the Bracewell.
And are you persevering with Sam Pang? Are you persevering?
We'll give him another go.
Hey, now listen, you spent a lot of time here on Triple M in a landmark radio show, which I started on. One of my first adventure into radio was with the D-Generation Breakfast Show.
Rob, did you like doing breakfast radio?
New.
Was it the hours were a bit tough for you?
I was fair to say it was a night owl.
Yeah, night owl. And also, too, you're a bit of an overachiever, I have to say, which annoys annoys me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Really?
People forget this. You've got a doctor. You're a qualified doctor. You can fly planes. You can fly helicopters. You make us all look bad.
He's not very good. He's not very good around the house. But he does know how to stack a dishwasher.
Oh, mate. When Charlie Pickering came on, I said, I'm good at it.
He's a lightweight.
Yes.
Come on. You'd take him.
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
I would back you to the hilt.
Miele against Miele.
We are getting to a point, though, because something special is coming up, and that's man landing on the moon. And you took a great interest in that for a very good reason. You made a movie about
it. Yeah, so this is pre-Hemsworth period, so it's 20 years ago. We made a movie about, because Tom Gleisner worked with this one. He said, we're trying to think of movie ideas. He said, do you know about Australia's involvement in the Apollo 11 program? And yes. I'm going, that sounded like...
What are you talking about?
Yes. And, of course, all the pictures that we came through Australia, Australian dishes. But the funny thing is we had to condense the story. So there were three big dishes around the world. One was in Parks in Australia. Yep. One was in Goldstone, California. One was in Madrid. And we said, well, let's get rid of the Spanish one.
They've had it too good for too long.
Because the story's too hard to tell otherwise. Anyway, so I go, I'm going to pay for that one day. Anyway, the film got released in Spain and I started doing interviews with the in Madrid. Not a mention. Not a letter, wasn't raised, nothing, got away with it. And then about 6 months after that, we got a letter from Neil Armstrong. And, he said, I saw the film and in America and I really enjoyed it. It's really, just one bone to pick. You left Spain.
Now, you gloss over that, but an actual letter from Neil Armstrong, because he wasn't a guy who put himself out there. You didn't. It's one of my things I admire most about him, possibly the most famous man in the history of the world. Never exploited that fame, almost a hermit. He was hard to find, yet to receive a letter.
I know, he's incredible. So we made a pact that we wouldn't talk about the letter and while he was alive. But as you were talking about movies you listen to over and over again, if you look up YouTube, the final few minutes of Landing on the Moon, I've got a clip lined up. There's a thing called a bingo call, if you ever listen to it. There was a guy assigned to call out once they got down to 90 seconds of fuel. It was called, he had to make a bingo call at the end of, which is abort. Right. So if you listen to the tape, it goes 90 seconds, then it gets to 60 seconds. They still haven't landed.
Yes.
And have a listen to this clip now, and I'll talk over the top of it. Listen for the 30-second call.
Four forward, drift into the right level. Down a half. 30 seconds.
There's the 30-second bingo call.
Contact light.
Still haven't landed.
Wow.
And everyone...
engine stop.
So the ATA Eagle... They haven't said they've landed yet. Coast and everyone's sitting around with their finger on the button about to say abort.
Engine arm off.
And...
413 is in.
No mention. They still haven't landed.
We copy you down, Eagle.
And then the mission control had to cut in to kill off the bingo call and say because they were...
So you're saying that's how close it was?
It was 3 seconds from officially the bingo call. And so what happened was the guys at mission control looked up and the little 1 meter like a golf clubs that went into the dust. The lights went up in mission control and Armstrong hadn't said they landed and he had to come in and say, we copy you down, to say, are you down, to call off the bingo.
So that overrode what the guy was
just
advising.
Interrupted him and said, we copy you down.
So if you go to the Smithsonian, they've got like a simulator where you're in the Eagle and they're going through that exact call and they're projecting through what you would have seen from a cockpit.
Right.
At the same time.
Do people have to queue up for that?
Pretty moving. Yeah, well, there was no drinks holder for me in the Eagle, which...
Well, Rob, there's other things that are coming up
too. Can I just ask quickly, did you not in the dish, when you were researching that, come across footage that had been previously unseen or discovered? Or did you not send back something?
There was lots of little bits and pieces. Everything had been shoveled into documentaries. But when you go back to the raw footage, there was tons and tons of stuff around and we were able to source it. And even to this day, they're still finding stuff that people... you can get the entire transcript of the 7 days that they were and I said,
you've read that, haven't you?
Could you print it out for me? And it was like 40 kilograms of transcript.
That was a fun couple of weeks in our household.
But if you go on YouTube and you can listen to the
Rob,
whole
thing. But Rob, things like the computers that we sourced, weren't they? They were NASA, our set designers, Ben Morrison, Carrie Kennedy.
They sent a lot of gear out to Australia. They even had a ship in the Pacific that was relaying stuff. No. And television came on very late. I said, well, should we televise this thing? And do you reckon anyone would watch it?
Well, I saw it again recently. It's a very good film. I don't care for Sam Neill.
No.
I feel...
Oh, hang on.
A bit overrated.
I last
I think
film.
You've upstaged him in Rides Like
well,
a
you
Girl.
Know, he's in my film. He's in my film.
So. Rob, there's a few celebrations going on out there for the moon landing that you're sort of involved in.
They're up in Parks. People are sort of contacting
and
us.
And a shout out to Parks, all our listeners up
there. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Do people play cricket on that dish?
Well, they launched the Big Bash League up there recently. Funnily enough, people said no one ever did.
No one ever
but
did.
But our crew did. So we went up there
well,
and started.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Oh, well, if only you had something interesting to tell us. It's been very nice to have you on.
Jesus.
Wow.
What
hey, can I finish
what the hell
with
was
it?
That?
Can I say, I'm watching a lot of sport.
Is everything
at the moment.
Okay at home?
No, it's great. No. Are you watching the World Cup?
Well, I'm reluctantly.
Oh, you don't
no,
like cricket.
Stop it.
Do you know, it was a really lovely moment the other night when Steve Smith came out and he was getting booed, and Vera Coley went to the crowd and said, "Hey, don't boo."
Yeah.
And when Dave Warner came out, he went over to the Australian dressing room and said, "Hey, stop booing."
Oh, that's a good note to end on.
Hey, have you been paying attention tonight? What should we be looking out for? Who did we say was on?
Maggie just Beer. Damien Fleming, actually former World Cup, the World Cricket Cup. Damien Fleming's on tonight.
Oh, Flem. He's a fantastic talent.
Pang.
He'll be good. Pang.
Shear Gold.
Oh, don't mention Shear Gold. He's up against us at the moment.
Who do I talk to? Getting back on.
Thank you, Rob.
Do you know anyone?
Sitch, S-I-T-C-H, by the way.
Oh, nice to be on. And Utopia, about 2 months away.
Yeah, a little
bit stingy with Utopia. When's that happening?
We're just dealing with the AFP raids at the moment.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lots of affairs and scandals, which royals are in a rift. I've gone through the trash mags, it's time to call bullshit.
Oh, wow.
She had jazz hands when she was recording that.
Of course. It's the only way you can do it is
what
with
is it,
jazz
your flapper hands. Dancing.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Careful.
When you were a young girl, that was the style of the time.
Like the Charleston sort of thing.
All right. That's how we're going to play it today.
No.
I've been through the magazines.
What have you found?
Well, it's a bit of a flat weekend.
What do you mean?
But a bit of a flat week because usually I get a bit more beef than this. We've both got Royals on the cover of New Idea and Woman's Day. Here's
again.
An observation.
Oh, is this a bombshell?
Yeah.
Well, usually we get at least a Chris Brown or a Fifi box or something like that.
Something breaking up. Mm.
Something breaking. Here's an observation I've made. Megan has made her appearance again now. She's turned out for the
Trooping of the Colours.
And Kate's ecstatic. If you see Kate, she's all the pictures of her laughing like, oh, I'm so happy. Do you know why? Megan's got fat face.
Oh.
You know what that is, don't
no.
you?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, fat face.
What is fat face?
It's post-pregnancy fat face. And so that has made Kate
you can't
ecstatic.
Say that.
Why
you
not? Can't, why can't I say that?
It is the modern world and you can't say a fat face girl.
Yes, well, I would say that to my girlfriends.
Holding
if I say,
a bit
and
of
that's
fluid
how
or
I feel. Oh, fluid retention.
That's
You're up on boned up on all this, you know.
I call bullshit.
Who's got fat face around here?
Well, I always have fat face.
No,
around
you
here.
Don't.
I do. Oh, well, I do. It's fluid retention.
What about you, Dave? Do you know anyone?
A little bit of fat under the chin.
Mick?
What about you?
Can I just tell you, though, this is why if you see pictures of Princess Kate, she's laughing and so happy because
Megan's got fat face.
Yes, and wearing a bad hat.
I don't mind if a girl with fat face because you can go up and go a little pinchy-pinchy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's like adorable.
Look at you.
You pinch down too
pinch
low
on,
then.
Pinch oh. on the,
You're
pinch
pinching
on
a double chin.
Look at your little cheeky-weeky.
Girls love Whoa. That.
Do they?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just a tip. Do not go up to a woman and pinch
James
her cheeks and say, oh, look at those big fat cheeks, a little pinchy-pinchy. No, don't do
what
that.
What about cupping a breast? Is that, I mean, is that still allowed or is these days, is that frowned on?
No.
Kind of struggle.
Just one.
Do you sort of do the once. Aruga as you do it? Aruga.
And what about a crisp? I want a crisp one across the buttock.
I call bullshit.
Getting stony face. We're in trouble with our production staff.
Yeah, we are. In
come on, move
okay,
on,
here's
move
another
one. You're being ridiculous.
Carl and Lisa, we're
what?
Back.
I call
back where?
Bullshit.
When?
Channel
you said
9.
There was nothing. That's got to be bullshit.
Carl back in demand.
Oh.
Is Carl going back to Channel 9 to the Today
well,
Show,
the answer's yes.
Is Lisa Wilkinson going to join him?
Oh.
Do you want my call on this?
Yeah, go for it.
No. I call bullshit. Why would Lisa do that? She's gone to the project. She's gone to Channel 10.
I don't think
a big
the numbers
hoo-ha.
Are great there.
You only on see what? Her once a week on Channel 10.
I beg to
I
differ.
I don't think it's a good hit out for her. I think
I
her talents are wasted there.
I'm
trying to make as many enemies as I can before
you
the Logies.
You certainly are.
How many have I got?
Well, you've got about six women from Channel 9, including Georgie Parker, Deborah Knight, now Lisa Wilkinson. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Don't.
And I'm going to get them all together like a posse of bitches. And we're going to come around and go, hey, follow me, chicks. Yeah. Let's go. And I'll take you to Malloy because that's what I want. Yes.
No, I just want to get in there quietly, a good idea. In and out. I don't want any drama. No, they'll get together. Here's what I tip.
What?
He'll be at the Logies. And there'll be some kind of announcement there at the Logies.
Well, we already said that last week. Old news.
Is it?
We said that because he's still under contract at 9. There's a whole show's yet to come out. What's the show Before and After? What's it called?
Today Extra.
No.
At least he pulls his weight at the Logies.
Show that Carl
does. The guy got drunk and did his show in the
a
next
year from
morning.
Now.
He's a team player, Carl. Takes one for the team.
I miss him.
Well, why don't we put him back with Lisa?
Well, he doesn't have to go with Lisa. She's a different place. Why can't we just have Carl with Deborah and
What if Lisa and Carl were hosting that show and they'd start the whole year like it was a dream? And everyone
good
just
idea, like Dallas.
Like a flashback. Whoa.
You'd keep everyone.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to lose their job.
Would you keep Stevie Jacobs?
Yeah, keep
yes.
But would you let him close to any of those guys?
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
That is the best squawk of a man I've ever heard. All right, I've got one more headline.
Okay. Oh,
this is amazing.
Is it good?
New vegetable on the block. 9 ways with collie blossom.
What the hell?
Bullshit.
Yeah, I say you can't do 9 different things with collie blossom.
What is collie blossom?
Okay, I saw it literally in the supermarket the other day and the market. It's a hybrid of collie. Oh, no, this is it looks like cauliflower that's gone off. It's really stringy, and broccolini, it's like that, and it's cauliflower. It's called collie blossom. And I'm telling you, there are not 9 ways you can cook it. I call bullshit.
There's not 9 people on the planet who'd eat it.
Well, there's not
collie blossom. Imagine I'll tell you, that sounds like a fun night out trying to get my boys to eat that.
Yes.
Good luck hiding that into some other food source.
I pondered it for about 3 seconds at the market the other day. Can I get collie blossom over the line in my household?
No good.
I'd love to see it.
No, it's not going to happen.
You talked that down, but I thought it was good. I call bullshit.
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah,
well
I did.
Done. Okay, thanks for that.
It had hit all the big tenant
bit of Royals, bit of TV news, and Lady Gaga and Bradley's romantic reunion.
And Today Show, which is sadly just disarray.
All right.
Logies, you wait. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Lucrif Super. It's an industry super fund to benefit members. You can find out more, read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.
Welcome aboard, Lucrif. This is a fantastic organisation. It's an industry super fund run only to benefit its members. And you may be thinking, where have I seen Lucrif?
Where have I seen it?
I'll tell you where you've seen it.
Where?
Written over the arse of every leading jockey in this country.
What
a bunch of geniuses. Okay. So if you're talking about investment, what better way than to go to the source and put your name on the arse? Because they're basically, it's 3.5 minutes of pure advertising.
Well, that's right.
Pure shopfront.
Yeah.
Now, that's what they do. They're in the leaning forward position.
Yes.
They've got white pants. You see Lucrif and you go, must remind me to change my super.
Now, super's really interesting as well. And Lucrif Super, they want to see it's
most important decision you make in your life.
It is, and they don't want it to be for the privileged few, it doesn't have to be. It's really easy to set up. This is really important to do. I'm going to do a call out, especially to all the women out there who may not have super set up, and you've got to go to Lucrif. They'll sort you out because they have got so many benefits.
You can't retire on a pension anymore. No. This is so important, and I tell you what, if you're an honest worker, for any worker who does an honest day's work for an honest day's wage, you need to be punching some money into your super, and I can't think of anyone better to do it than Lucrif. They've got your interest at heart.
They
best
have.
Best in the business.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
And you can take your super with you too if you're changing jobs. Industry Super Funds, Lucrif Super. They make it so super easy for you. And I'll tell you where to go. You go to lucrf.com.au.
Yep.
You can find out all the information there.
Get
and
on
we're
board.
Really, we're
do
big on this.
A favour. Get involved. Lucrif.
Yeah.
Excellent
Sir Lucrif.
News.
Lord Lucrif.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a character from Game of Thrones.
Funny you mentioned that. Funny you mentioned Game of Thrones.
Oh, dear.
Over the weekend,
I didn't mean to say that.
I watched episode 8
of series 2.
Episode 8.
Ooh.
Oh.
And do you know what it is?
What?
I reckon it's the calm before the storm. So I've been watching the whole second series. I've been watching one a night, and it's been building up, and it just feels like they've taken the foot off the accelerator a bit.
Oh, they're suckering you
in. Come home like a train. Mm. I bet you there's a very big finish to season two.
Well, seeing as I've seen the episode.
Don't accept that.
I know. Just refresh my memory what you saw last night.
Oh, well, obviously Arya's up to them. She's hatching very clever plans. Brienne and Jaime Lannister, what are you doing?
Oh, we've got to get to the song, but keep going. You've got...
Jaime Lannister.
Oh, yeah.
Together. Something brewing there.
Yes.
Do they seem to have a certain...
Yes.
No.
What?
We're not all... Was that it?
10 seconds.
You are. Well, unbelievable.
Spoiler alert.
There's a bit of nudie work and the hookers are back.
Well, that's got to be good.
The dwarf had his hooker cancelled.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are we done and dusted for another day?
We are. It was a big show.
Happy
birthday.
Go home and get your birthday lasagna from the hardworking Mrs. D.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your lasagna.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I bet there'll be a special surprise.
You reckon?
Of some
description. Yeah, something. Yeah,
cool. Kids will be working on something now, a banner to run through or...
That's true.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, James made something in woodwork for me last week, so it's a pencil case. So,
well, you could talk that up a bit more.
Yeah, woodwork, yeah.
Which makes sense.
Not quite straight.
It's a wooden pencil case.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be a bit more grateful.
Hey, disappointed.
Some great feedback from the show, particularly on R. Sitch.
Mm.
Yes. Brooksy, a Rob Sitch needs to be a regular.
Well,
he's very difficult,
hard
to work with.
Yeah.
Catherine, so if Rob is in the studio and Jane is working, are the kids running free at home?
Yes, yes, totally.
It'll be like a...
People liked Five in a Row. Storm 2017 champ said Five in a Row is a masterpiece.
It is.
Not sure if it's a masterpiece.
Five in a Row 2 that I'm on is very good too.
Very good. Tomorrow on the show we got Limo, everybody. Okay. Don't forget, have you been paying attention tonight after MasterChef on Channel 2?
Very good work.
Well done, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry Superfund Lucraft Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.